because we want to explain to you that this happens without thinking. It's when you change your attitude. When you do something because of your attitude, you're not thinking. That's there. So if you pray and you understand the praying, then when the cow comes in, oh, I'm in a state of praying, the cow shouldn't come in, except being killed, good barbecue. Let's hear it.
The story has come into my mind how that poor man used to moan and lament day and night and beg of God a lawful means of livelihood without pursuit and trouble and work and movement.
Okay. You remember that? If I remember good over there, the guy was not a fanatic. And he was not really crying and stuff like that. Now, he explains it in two verses that, okay, this is what we're talking about. I remember that story. I wanted to say this, that there is this guy which is always asking the God for something halal. Without working for it and doing this and that. Right? So here, the point, over there halal was not. The guy was asking that I'm lazy and I don't have a stuff. Give it to me here and say, because that's the halal way. If you ask him to give you what he thinks you need, this is halal to you. So he was doing this. Yes?
We had formally related a part of what happened to him. But hindrance intervened and became fivefold.
It would be a better translation to say we have formally related some of his hall. Because that's what he's talking about. Not his thinking in his hall. Yes?
Now too we shall tell. We shall tell it. Whether will it flee, since wisdom has poured from the clouds of God's bounty. The owner of the cow espied him and said, "Hey, O you whose unrighteousness my cow has fallen a prey. Hey, tell me, why did you kill my cow? Fool, cut purse, deal fairly."
Okay, what is this? You see how short he said, okay, you remember the story of the guy I was telling like this? Then suddenly something happened and I didn't talk about him. Now let's say it. Because he cannot escape from us. This is the meaning for us. The owner of the cow, nothing else, no explanation. The owner of the cow is protesting. And he's protesting about what? You stupid fellow, you killed my cow, give me a reason. So the guy is supposed to give a reason. Yes?
He said, "I was begging God for daily bread and preparing a qibla of supplication. That ancient prayer of mine was answered. She was my portion of daily bread. I killed her. Behold the answer." He came angrily and seized his collar. Having lost patience, he struck him in the face with his fist several times.
Yeah, that's simple. You saw the scene. What was the reason the guy gave? He said, "I wanted my ruzi." Ruzi is a very delicate word to explain. First of all, ruzi means what you need to remain alive. That's your portion of remaining alive. But ruzi, first of all, it's ruz, it's day. Do you remember day and night? Ruzi means the one that will bring you the day. You say, "I was asking from Hab my ruzi, my portion." Okay. And what? The second verse?
Preparing a qibla, a supplication.
Uh-huh. He says, "And by this nagging about it, or I don't know whatever the word you find about that, which is lobby, means asking for something and trying to attract even the pity and all that. With all this, I was decorating my qibla. This is what he says. I was decorating my qibla with that asking something. Means the asking is not what I'm asking and he will give me or not. These talking about him, I was beautifying my central focal point. This is what qibla is. So you see how he will explain it. The reason, you say, I was not wanting something. That was just connecting to beautify my focal point. Then I had this old prayer. It happened to be accepted, so I killed the cow. This is my answer. When I'm looking at my focal point and I'm trying to beautify my focal point and all of that, that will kill the cow, and that's what the prayer is all about. Myself will vanish when I concentrate everything, my focal point, to beauty, not me. This is how it happened. And this is your answer. The other guy, which is logical fellow like you, a little bit worse, will get angry. Why? Because the son of a gun knows what's happening. He is the thief. He has stolen everything from this guy. So, he's a clever man, isn't he? Logically. What would you do logically when you were in his position? You say, doesn't matter, have the cow? It was my cow. Why did you kill it? Let's go to David. Yes.
How both the adversaries went to David, on whom be peace. He led him to the prophet David, saying, come, O you crazy fool and criminal. Drop this silly argument, O impostor. Let intelligence enter your body and come to your senses. What is this that you are saying?
You see, no, first don't rush. The word intelligence over there is aql, exactly. He will say, the guy will say, oh, get out of those nonsenses of talking and passion and connection and all that. Be logical, let your aql come in your body. Because the guy had kicked aql from his body to make space for that, right? Yes?
What is this that you are saying? What is the prayer? Do not laugh at my head and beard and your own, scoundrel. He said, I have offered prayers to God. I have borne much toil and pain in this supplication. I possess the certainty. The prayer has been answered. Dash your head against stone, O foul-spoken one.
What does that mean? When do you say to the other fellow, go and knock your head to the wall? Because in Persian we say, go and hit your head to the stone. What does that mean?
Let's give up.
Means, I'm not talking, I'm not arguing, I'm not proving, I don't believe in you, your judgment. Go to the hell. That's what it means. He will say, you know what? I prayed so much. The other guy will say, come on, don't talk about the prayer. Let's be logical here. He will say, you know what? My prayer was accepted. I'm sure about that. And you go and something yourself. Exactly like that. Yes?
He cried, hey, gather round, O Muslims. Behold the drivel and raving of this imbecile. O Muslims, for God's sake, how should prayer make my property belong to him?
This is a very good question. This is my property? And the guy is claiming that with the prayer is his. You Muslims, what do you think?
If it were so, by means of a single prayer of this kind, the whole world would carry off possession by force.
Exactly. That's why I don't give up the cow. Because the rest will go. If the guy has the right to pray and be the owner of everything, the hell with this kind of prayer. I don't like it. Yes?
If it were so, the blind beggars would have become grandees and princes. They are day and night in invocation and praise, uttering entreaties and crying, O God, do thou give unto us. Unless thou give, assuredly no one will give. O opener, do thou open the lock of this. Supplication and prayer is the means whereby the blind can earn their livelihood. They get no gift but a crust of bread.
Exactly. Logically, the only way that the prayer is good is for the beggars to provoke your pity. What is the use of prayer? Isn't it a silly thing to do? Sitting down and praying, because somebody would... You have to work for it or steal it or grab it. That's understandable. This is his argument, I'm going to say. People, look at this. The guy is claiming that with the prayer, the ownership will switch. This is against capitalism. Even in communism was not like this. So this is all bad. And he arrived to the point he's making. That, listen, prayer is the shop of beggars. That's all. Prayer is nonsense. Yep.
The people said, this Muslim speaks the truth, and this prayer monger is one who seeks to act unjustly.
How about that? You wanted some of these fellows to say, no, with the prayer the ownership could change? Anyone will accept it? When you're calling for the public, you're calling for logic. And logically, yes, of course. The owner has the receipt, the other guy, prayer, nonsense. This is what it is. Yes?
How should this prayer be a means of acquiring property? When forsooth did the religious law enter this on the roll? A thing becomes your property by sale and donation, or by bequest and gift, or by some means of this kind. In what book is this new statute? Give back the cow or go to prison.
Okay, this is the judgment of the public, isn't it? If you go to someone and will say, you know what, I have a little bit of pain here, so I'm praying. They'll tell you what. Oh, you're silly, call your family doctor. Prayer doesn't do anything. No matter what you say, they will say, because nobody really... Look around you. Do you see the people who believe that with the prayer, everything could change? You don't see them. Because they pray, they like it, but they don't believe in it. You should understand the prayer. You should be a real believer. Therefore, you will understand, you will kill the cow, you will have a good barbecue, and you have everything back. If you really believe in the work of prayer. Okay, if now this lady is praying to have a big sandwich of salami, what is the chance of that happening now? Yeah, it could be when they go out, we'll get her some sandwich to pamper her, maybe. But this is the point we are making. Prayer has nothing to do with the sandwich. Prayer has nothing to do with asking for something, demanding something, or needing something. Prayer is not to